This is not a permanent solution. This is not the end of this discussion. And we need producers to remain engaged. And for everybody who's out there who is not engaged in this process, you still have time to do that. You need to make sure that you are contacting your members of Congress, especially your two senators, and tell them to act on S 1140, which is the current legislation that would also engage here. Because not only do we have to maintain our pressure on the legal case that we have filed, but we also need to maintain the pressure on Congress, because either one of these could ultimately provide us the final victory that we're looking for.
Now, this is an issue that could be in the courts for a long period of time. Thus, Woodall knows congressional action is important in stopping the WOTUS rule.
And we're talking about a case that could potentially go to the Supreme Court. That could be 5, 6, or more years away. We cannot sit and just wait in limbo while the courts continue to look at this. Now, ultimately, that may be where it takes us, but right now, we need to make sure that Congress understands they can still act. And they can act by passing S 1140, which basically sends this back to EPA and tells them to start over, but start over from the perspective of dealing with the stakeholders, folks like NCBA and cattle producers, working with us to try to really decide what the true problem is, what the true goal is, and to come up with some sort of solution that is actually workable. Because ultimately, we do want some clarification, but this current rule is not the way to do it.